Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, July 24th. I'm Bill Onsio, in for Pastor Jenny this week. And our Word of the Week is Amazing Grace. Our scripture is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." The hymn Amazing Grace consistently ranks as one of the favorite and most recognizable hymns for people of faith. When we start to hear the words, we may start to hum along. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The words to Amazing Grace were written almost 250 years ago, in the late 1700s, by Englishman John Newton. The words came from not only his heart and mind, but also his life and experiences. John Newton's mother died when he was a young boy. She had devoted herself to caring for his fragile health as a child and also nurtured him spiritually. Part of John Newton's adult life was spent as a slave ship master and slave trader, bringing enslaved people from Africa to England on multiple trips. After becoming violently ill on a sea voyage, John Newton abandoned his life as a slave trader and devoted his life to God's service, which included working to abolish the African slave trade. He was ordained as an Anglican priest in 1764 and became a popular preacher and hymn writer, penning almost 300 hymns. When we know some of John Newton's story, the hymn lyrics like, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see," and "through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come, 'tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home," carry a much deeper meaning. So often, the beloved words to Amazing Grace reflect our own life experiences, our own relationship with God, and our own reliance on God's grace in our lives. There is one almost forgotten verse to Amazing Grace that does not appear in our United Methodist hymnal that speaks to the fact that this amazing grace of God is not our own doing, but is the amazing gift of God. Try singing these words as a benediction and prayer. "The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, shall be forever mine." In God's amazing grace, Pastor Jenny.